Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Fantastic. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Raising the Vibration, and we do it with love. My name is John Sabin. You can get me on spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. I'll tell you about that noise in the background in a minute. You can also get me on Facebook, which is John Sabin, Psychic Medium and Healer. Twitter, John Sabin Psychic, and LinkedIn as well. So welcome, everybody, and it's a welcome back because we've been away for a couple of weeks. We decided to take a little bit of a early year holiday, bit of time out. It was needed, especially after the end of last year. It was just so busy. And we went off to Lanzarote for a week. It's been absolutely lovely. It was really nice. I'll be honest, it's completely different when you've got a six-year-old in tow. But yeah, it was a laugh and it was fun. We had some really good times. Some lovely energies over there as well. You know, so it doesn't matter where you go. It's not always at home. You know, it's absolutely everywhere. And we had some great times. In fact, it was really nice because normally I tend to have spirit coming at late night. They love to come in. They come in during the day. But just as I'm dropping off to sleep, usually come in and try and chat and wake you up and stuff. And it was only the one night that they did, and it's the first night. And there was a couple of local people that came in just to sort of say hello and ask a few questions. So that was them. You're probably hearing the background noise going off tonight because I've left a couple of little things for Spirit to play with this evening. On my phone, I've got this. It's called Ghost Radar Classic, and we found it's been an absolutely amazing thing, an app to have that Spirit work with and can bring words and things out to you. Some great stories when we went camping last year. Myself and Teresa, we went down to Ashbourne Wood, which is down Cornwall way, and spent a few nights there before we went over to Tintagel. And we got this ghost radar thing out, and we put it out when we were talking, and as we were, and we got this thing, we switched it on, and put it on for a laugh. So we did, and it's just coming up. It's just coming up Japanese. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute because one of our friends that we've just been to see is Japanese. So it's a great app for them to use and to bring little words for you. Anyway, we sat down by the fire in Ashbourne Wood and we got the little ghost radar app thing on. And words were coming out that we'd already spoken about, things that we'd talked about half an hour beforehand, Spirit were bringing them out on this app, and it is really quite funny, and it's quite uncanny as well. It's the app to get. So if anybody can get it, it's called Ghost Radar Classic, and Spirit love to mess around with things, as you know, and that's a great way for them to get little words out to you. So yeah, so Japanese they've just brought through there, and Naoko and Yoko, who we've just seen. They are Japanese, so there you go. They're just letting me know that they're there, and I'll tell you all about that in a moment. So we've got in the chat room. We're going to say hello to Aqua Girl, Gemini Moon. Hello, Gemini. We've got guest 700, 701, and Karen Kitty. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Tonight's show, we are going to get to the phone lines in a few minutes, as well as we do. And we have spirits. In fact, there's a whole load of spirits in here tonight. So I do feel we're going to be quite busy. We've got one there. We've got Ghost. Yeah, there was Aqua Girl was asking a question. What do we see for you in the romance area? Well, as you put that on the Ghost Radar, it came up saying foggy. Okay, and then after foggy, it said guard as well. So I do feel that there is somebody that may be coming in for you, if this person's not there already, because so I do get the feeling that there's somebody around you that you know. But okay, there's somebody around you at the minute that you know. So I don't know if it's a friendship that's going to turn into a possible relationship, and you know that thing of when it's some people have that friendship before they go into the relationship. Okay, that's what I get the feeling. Now, they've just come up as well on the radar saying tube. I was on the tube the other day down in London, so it's a great thing. Okay, the app is called Ghost Radar Classic. Karen's asking then. It's a brilliant app. We've had about five or six spirit in already. They literally show you how many spirit are around you as well sometimes when they come through strong. So that's what are you, Aqua Girl. I feel there is somebody around you at this time that is a friend, whether it's a close friend or a distant friend, I'm not quite sure. For some reason, I've got to give you the name Paul. I don't know whether this is the guy or not, but whether there's a connection to a Paul there, because somebody's just shouted Paul. Okay, so I'll leave you, Aqua Girl. Good luck with that one. So I was telling you a little bit more about this Ghost Radar app. We went to one of the pubs that was just around the corner for a bite to eat. And we went during the day, and as I walked in, got loads of different stuff from Spirit. That was coming through, and Shimmy Stone was an old guy. Well, in fact, it wasn't even an old guy. It was the guy that was sat right in the middle of the fireplace with his rocking chair, and he was like an old Dick Turpin type kind of looking bloke. So I had a quick chat with him. He was a little bit grumpy. Anyway, later that night, we went back for dinner, and we were sat down that end, and Teresa said, go on, put the Ghost Radar app on. So we did. Every time we switched on, this fella was switching it off again. You know when your phone just goes back to its original sort of top screen? So I've got one of these Windows phones. And it just kept doing that. And I said to him, I said, oh, mate, do us a favour, just let us do it for a bit. And he was like, no, he was having none of it. He just kept switching it off, and he didn't want us having that thing on around him. So I walked over to the bar, and as I walked over to the bar, it was fine. It worked absolutely perfect. Came back, sat down for dinner. He wasn't having any of it. And then he left it on for a bit. And what was he saying? So it came up saying a sign, they were going to give us on. And there was a couple of us, and it was said by the kitchen door. So as we walked out and we went to pay, and we walked past this group of people that turned round, they hadn't got a clue what we had been doing, and they turned round and they started talking about ghosts of pot. It was really weird, and they were sat right by the kitchen door. How funny is that? Absolutely hilarious. So yeah, it's a great little app to have. The Ghost Radar Classic. I find it's absolutely amazing. We use it all over the place. It's really, really cool. So we'll see what else they're going to come out with this evening, if they would like to, because I know they're more than welcome to come and have a play with that. I've also got the little meter as well. I don't remember what it's called now. It's a K2 Enterprises one. Is it an EMF? Is it EM? I don't know. EMP? I don't know what it is. It's the one that's got the little lights that go across top of it. So if anybody wants to come and have a play with that, then they can do. So yeah, tonight's show, like I said, we are going to go to the phone lines in just a minute and see if we can help some people out, because that's what we do, that's what we're all about. We're all about helping people. Somebody's saying pitch on the ghost radar. Yeah, we're pinning it for you, and we've got a couple of spirits coming in quite close there now. So we like to help people raise their vibration with love all over the world. And that's what we like to do. We like to help people. Me as a medium and an angelic Reiki healer. That's basically what I do. They're talking about that. I'm gonna have to turn this down because it's gonna keep going in my ear all night. Native. Now, they've said native because we've just been up to my friend Tim and Nelco's over the other side of where we live, and they've got this farm area, and he has this fire. We have a fire every now and again, and I hadn't been up, so we went up tonight to this fire. And we did. I had to do the a protection circle, which Spirit asked me to do around the place, like a portal. It's an amazing place. We've got some photos. Tim's got some on his Facebook page, which is Soul Saint, and you can see the fire. And in the background of the fire, you can see the top half of a Native American Indian sat in the background. It's an absolutely amazing picture. So if you can get to see that, it's the Silver Saints on Facebook. And we got some amazing pictures tonight, so we're going to have a look at those later on and see what we've got. Because one of them, I noticed the other week as well, there was it was either a dragon or a salamander or something like that was sat in the background. So yeah, that's what we've been doing this evening. Pop there, and with the Native American Indians, there was loads there. We had a whole circle of Native American Indians that came in. One of them, because I'm looking into shaman stuff at the minute, and one of the guys came through with the what are those animals called? Buffaloes. That's it. Buffaloes. He's got like a buffalo's hat on with some horns coming off, and he was turning around. We had five horses that came in. Which was awesome. One of them was absolutely pure white, so that was absolutely amazing. And with the portals that opened, there was a couple of people that came through to have a chat, so that was really, really cool. So we do have some angel cards here tonight as well. We're going to go straight over to the phone lines and see who's there and see how we can help. So let's go over to our first caller. Or not, if it's pressing the button's not going to press. No, let's try that again. Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hello. Hello, hi. Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Good. Whereabouts are you from, Kathy?
Maryland.
Maryland. Oh, okay. Whereabouts is that? It's in the UK. In the US.
In the United States, on the East Coast.
Yep. On the East Coast. Lovely. And what can we do for you this evening?
I'd like to know what's coming up on my spiritual journey, like when I retire.
Oh, when you retire. Oh, is that coming very soon?
I think in the next year or two.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's very exciting in its own right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Let's have a look and see. Your spiritual path when you retire. Right, okay, so somebody has two paths at the minute. So there's a possible choices to make. Neither of them are going to be the wrong one, because they're both, okay, I'm being shown both on a higher level. Okay, so not on, obviously it's a spiritual thing because it's a higher level, not on a physical level. Okay. I do travelling on one side, but it's not too far. I say not too far away, because they're putting you in a car, so it's not like overseas. So it's in the US. Okay. Are you doing healing at the minute?
No, but I've taken Reiki classes.
Okay, right, okay, so yeah, the healing's coming in then. So healing on a practitioner level for you. definitely on one side. Which one's that one then? Okay. Oh, okay. They're actually putting healing on both paths. So healing's definitely there. Whichever way you go, I feel that healing's going first. So if you've taken, if you want to do a couple of classes, I feel that you will look into it a little bit more because there's a connection there with you and helping people and healing and having the time to do it. Okay. Well, I'm also being given lots of flowers for you. And I feel these flowers, I'm getting more of the scent of the flowers. So there's something to do with the scent of these flowers that's going to work well.
You know what somebody said use like oil or essence of flowers when you do your healing.
Ah, there we go. Excellent. There we are. So yeah, that's a definite for you then.
Uh-huh.
What else I've got for you? Let's find out. Oh, right, okay. So it seems like the Oh, hello.
Oh, I lost you. You disappeared. Oh,
yeah, it all disappeared. I don't know what happened there. Spirit must be messing about with the electrics and stuff on it because it just completely went dead for a minute and I was talking.
You were getting ready to say something and you were gone.
Oh, dear.
I think you started to say.
Right. I can't even remember where it is now. We were talking about the healing, weren't we, and the Reiki. Yeah, it seems like that the heat side of things I need to concentrate on because I feel that I need to get ready. So from now, there'll be a course that comes up for you, okay, that will help you get to that practitioner level. And once you're there with your practice and doing your selling, to then when you do come to retire, you will have all the experience that you need to turn it into a full-time business, wherever Spirit wants to take you. They're also talking about connection as well. Connection. That it is going to be a lot stronger for you with a mediumship. Okay.
Oh yay!
Yeah. So. When you get this connection through your healing, so it will come in with you closer. But they're also talking about angels as well. Somebody's going, angels, angels, angels. So, to me, that means there's going to be a good connection with angels. Have a look at the angel Reiki, because the angelic Reiki is a combination of the Shambhala and the Yushi Reiki together. And it's very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Mm.
I work with the angels myself. You know, I'm always calling them in, so.
Brilliant. Excellent. So that's why the angels, angels, angels. Yeah. I would, for what I'm getting from these guys, I would suggest having a look for the angelic Reiki.
Okay.
And see if you can find somebody out there that does it. The connection that you'll get. Somebody's just showing me links as well. So there's going to be a very good link. It's like when you do it, you're going to sort of, okay, can I explain that? I've got two links of a chain either side of me, and then when you do the angelic Reiki, I've got the third one linking in the middle.
Okay? Ah.
So it's connecting everything together for you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anything else, guys? I've also got to bring some crystals in for you as well. So don't dismiss working with crystals as well. And they're just piping up on the ghost radar saying in general. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's have a look. We're going to pull you a card as well. Hopefully, we're not going to get cut off again this evening. I hate it when that happens. Oh, okay. So your card for you tonight is prioritize. Focus on your highest priorities, and I will help you get organized and motivated. So perfect.
Yeah. Sounds
absolutely
good.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So lots of beautiful colors coming in there. I've got the angel that's holding the, it's like the top of a goblet, but it's a big one. Oh, and they're just coming through on the ghost radar going now.
What, doing now?
Now, yeah. They're just going now. Now. So, yeah, start looking at it now. Get it ready. Okay, well, we'll be back on the card. So lots of purple coming in there, so connection to spirit. The gold that's coming in around the tunic or whatever it is that he's wearing is the abundance that's coming in, abundance of knowledge that's coming in for you, okay? Okay, anything else? Somebody been quite poorly around you? Or is that someone passed? Hang on a minute, let me find out. Somebody that's passed that was quite poorly before they passed. I do feel this was somebody. Come on. Somebody that was quite poorly that was passed around you. There was a lot of stuff around the chest and the top of the chest area.
My father.
Okay. Right. Okay. Take that off, please. It was quite strong there as well. He's still giving it me there now. If you can take that off, please, because that hurt a little bit. Okay. It's also bringing in a present around, so there must have been a celebration or a birthday that's just coming up or just gone.
Oh, his birthday's this week.
Brilliant. Okay. Okay. He's See, he's like he's dressing himself up for something as well. So there must be something around you here on the earth, around that's also coming up soon. A celebration or a birthday.
My husband's birthday too.
Okay.
A lot of birthdays in March. My
Brilliant.
Husband's mother's who's passed.
Brilliant. Okay. Anything else, guys? So they're talking about looking into the future. So with this prioritize thing, it's like prioritizing, getting yourself ready for the future. Okay. They're also talking about temperature. Have you got warm temperatures over there at the minute or cold?
Actually, it's been pretty warm for March.
Okay. Where does the ranch come into it?
The ranch?
Yeah, they've just come up with ranch.
Don't know.
Okay. Well, if anybody's listening that can take a ranch, it's coming up on the radar. Okay. Yeah. So I feel that I need to prioritize getting ready for the future, for things to come. Okay. With the healing side of things, and mediumship's going to come in there as well. We all doubt ourselves. We all have that little bit of I can't do that. I can't do that. But we can do it, and you know that you can do it. And I feel that all is well for you at the minute, and I feel that you're in the right place at the right time to get these things ready and going for when you do come to your retirement period.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I've been working, you know, for many, many years on this.
Good.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Good luck with all that.
Well, thank you.
No problem
that
at all. Sorry?
Great reading.
Good. I'm glad you like it, and thank you very much for calling in. Keep in touch with the show. My email and stuff is on the page that's there. If you've got any questions or if you need any help at all, just send me an email or give me a message.
I will. Thank you. I'm going to join your page.
Thank you very much. You enjoy the rest of your day, Kathy.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cool. So, excellent first caller, and what a lovely reading as well. Do apologise for what happened there, because we got cut off for some reason. Don't know what happened. So spirit cut us off, or electrically, it just went off. I'm not quite sure what was going on there. So we had, on the Ghost Radar Classic there, we've just got character come up, which we had ranch. If anybody's got anything to do with a ranch, get in touch with us, because we'd love to hear what our spirit have got for you. So what else are we going to talk about tonight? There's always the development circles that we were talking about. Everybody can do this. I say it every time, and I'm sure people get fed up of me saying it every time. But, we are spiritual beings having a human existence here, and everybody can do this. Everybody's got that connection with spirit and the angels and the galactic beings as well, and they're here to help us. They are here to help us. So let's just turn that other one off. They are here to help us. Ask for their help. If you don't ask, they can't help you. Right, we're going to go over to our next caller, which is 4322, and we're going to say hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good.
And what's your name?
Karen.
Karen, hello Karen. My name's John, lovely to hear from you. Whereabouts are you from, Karen?
Well, Colorado, New Mexico area, okay. But I'm making a move back to Utah soon, I hope. I'm applying for work there, and
okay.
A lot going on, I tell you. I'm basically going back to begin a retreat, a desert retreat, and it's a very, very spiritual place.
Wow.
And there are a lot of spirits there, for sure. I downloaded the Ghost Radar Classic, and I've gotten several words. I got character as well.
Ah, brilliant.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
There we go. Is the retreat, I'm going to ask, is it anything to do with a ranch?
Well, it's out in the desert. It's lots of acreage. Ranch wouldn't quite describe it, but for some it would.
There we go. Cool.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. What kind of a retreat is it that you're going to do?
Well, I've had experiences out here. I mean, I've had missing time. I've been one place and ended up another. I've seen things. And it's just a very spiritual place. I think there are lots of spirits running around there, because certain people come there and it's almost agitating to them, because whoever's there doesn't really want them there. But for example, I brought a dowser there. I mean, he's a professional dowser, right? And he thinks he's really great stuff. And I brought him out there, and it was like he had Alzheimer's, just like that, And he was like that the entire time he was there, until he left, and then he went back to normal.
If he's one of these people that thinks he's an awesome dowser, of course his ego's there, you see, and his spirit are like, right, well, we're gonna knock him down a peg or two now. you know what I mean? It could be along those lines.
Yeah, I've seen different people have different reactions, and it seems like the more ego that's involved, things happen. They are uncomfortable. They twist their ankle, But it's a very spiritual place, and it's a great place, and it's like high desert on the river. And so, I've been planning this for a while, but I just made a decision to move back to the area, and I announced that out loud, all alone at home.
Not
alone, you know what I'm saying? But And the next day, a job popped up on an alert right in that area, which, I mean, they don't have good paying jobs in that little town, once in a blue moon. So I'm in the process of going through the interviews for that. And once I get back to the area, then I will start inviting. It's just a matter of, it's going to be very primitive, like maybe people will stay in teepees or yurts. I might build myself an earth bag home just for a cool place for me to stay, and then for groups to meet if they want to meet as a group inside a building. But otherwise, it's going to be very primitive and just really getting close to the earth and to everything that's there. I mean, I think any kind of – it's like a spiritual Disneyland.
Fun. It really sounds is. It sounds absolutely amazing.
Neat, yes.
Absolutely amazing. And you know, and to do that work as well, you know, to get in with the earth, because the earth needs so much love and healing at the minute, which is why we're starting to see a lot more natural disasters coming up. You know, the weather's changing, mm-hmm. you know, all different kinds of things going on. You know, because the earth does need to repair itself from all the stuff that we've done, you know, as humans over the years, you know, and not just the years that we've been here, but previously as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went to this thing the other night down in London to see Graham Hancock, and he talks uh-huh. about all these archaeological digs and stuff that obviously what we have been told about our history, you know, is completely wrong, and he's starting to prove that it's completely wrong, you know. So as far as we're concerned, that we've been here since dinosaur days and stuff, you know, he's like, well, no, actually, we that, you know, so we've done so much damage to the earth itself, and now it's saying, right, you know, now we've got it starts to repair itself, and obviously we're here still doing what we're doing, so the earth needs as much love and connection from us, and you know, as you know, and as everybody knows, that, you know, we're all connected, you know, the earth, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the animals, you know, and people. So, you know, that's amazing for you to get in there.
I think there are natural places, naturally occurring places, that amplify intention.
Mm.
That if we access those places, then we can put out that kind of intent that we would like. And it's really a challenging question to say, well, if you could enter a zone that you knew your intent would be amplified and it would affect the whole world, what would you do while you were there? You know, what would you think about? What would you ask for?
Mm.
And I think love and forgiveness pretty well covers it all, you know, whether it's loving the earth or, you know, or whatever. I think the connectedness aspect of all of us and everything.
Mm.
But, yeah, so, and my husband, who is on the other side, this is property that I inherited from, it's been in his family 3 generations, and I inherited it, and he's been around, and he's messed with my electronics to just let me know he's around.
Brilliant.
He's with me on this journey, you know, because he loved this land. He loved this
yeah.
land. So.
Oh, fantastic! And it's so nice to know that he's, you know, that he's still there, and working with you as well. You know.
It was my first experience with someone on the other side, and just that confirmation. And then all my children and I, we all experienced just this major ramping up of our awareness psychically.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are always sensitive anyway, but after he passed, we all had some really amazing experiences very intensely for a
fantastic.
While right after that. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So.
That's awesome. Awesome. Is there one in particular that you can pick on for the listeners tonight? Yeah, incident or, you know.
I want to tell you about the electronics one, because to me, I think, you know, I could just see him going, I did that, you know, on the other side. But I had opened up my mail on my Yahoo account, and I had looked at my mail, and then I left to take the kids to school. This was shortly after he had died. Left to take one of the kids to school, came back. And my computer was on a website of a business that I, you know, would have been a business. We would have looked at the website together for business
mm-hmm.
reasons, but I'd never been to this website. And it was up on my computer when I got home. And no one else was in the house, you know.
Fantastic.
Went that 15-minute trip back and forth from school. So it was just his way of saying, I'm here. And I'd smell him. And one time, my teenage daughter was probably doing something she shouldn't have been doing. And actually, yeah, imagine that. And I was I could hear a voice saying, you need to go and bring her, you know, back in the house. And so I headed out the back. And it's like, no, you're not moving fast enough. And I felt a literal push.
Awesome.
Now. So I did it, you know. But It was to avert something. I'm not sure what, but
yeah.
So I mean, it's such a wonderful thing. I wish everyone could experience their loved ones on the other side, because it just gives you, it just makes everything okay. It really does.
It does, and it's you know, I'm exactly the same as you, and from what I've experienced, you know, over the past years, it's literally blown my mind. And I keep saying to people, I was talking to somebody yesterday, I said, there's no point me telling you. In fact, it was a party I was doing last night, actually, and one of the girls I used to know at school, and she was asking, she's, I'm a skeptic, blah, 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 and I said, but, you know, she's interested because she knows me, and she knows that, you know, I wouldn't be full of it and all that kind of stuff, and I said to her, I can tell you stories, I said, A, that would make your toes curl, and B, that would make you, you know, bore your eyes out, but you need to go and get your own experiences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can do this, you know. Everybody's got that connection, and people, you know, they a lot of people don't know that you know that they can have this connection with their family and friends, which is a shame, you know. And I just want everybody to experience what I've experienced. And I know that they won't, and everybody has different experiences. But you know, if they ask, they, you know, they will get that confirmation from spirit that they are around, a bit like yourself.
And my dad's name is Paul, and he's on the other side as well. So he often pops up. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we had Paul earlier as well, the name Paul. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Excellent. So is there anything we can help you with today, or is it just a chat? And
well, I just wanted to share that, but I do want to ask, is there anything that anyone on the other side would like to help assist me with this process? I'm selling one piece of land and keeping another, and I need to make sure that sold piece of land ends up in the right hands and it's not commercialized, and because this retreat is fairly close.
Ooh.
So any advice from anyone on the other side?
Okay, I'm just getting a big clock put in front of me at the minute of time. Oh, right, okay. All right, okay. They're also taking me back to when I was at Tim's earlier. We had a guy that came through the portal to talk to us, and he was talking about things being buildings and things being knocked down, ready for the rebuilding of things, as we were talking about with the earth and stuff as well. So I'm just trying to work out where they're going with this and why they've given that to me. It's so difficult with land, especially when you've got something, and when you pass it on to somebody or sell it to somebody, it's oof. I don't feel that it's going to be, because somebody's saying development. So I do feel there will be some kind of development on there, but whether it is for whatever purpose, I don't know, because they're not saying. What was the time all about? Is this something that... hang on. Oh, I've got about three people standing here throwing things at me. Right.
that happens a lot. I've got three that do that often.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So there's something to do with time, because it's a massive clock. It's the biggest clock I've ever seen anyway. Something to do with time, and I've got this building that's been in front of me that's being crumbled down. So if it does go to a developer, or somebody does attempt to develop on it, something's going to happen with that land. So they may try, I do feel that they may try and build on it and stuff, but it's not going to work, or something's not going to be right for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the piece I'm selling is a piece that I actually had that experience of driving in my vehicle, knowing I'm going straight north with a compass and a line of sight object, and then I end up at a totally different point, and I don't know how I got there. So if that's like a vortex or a portal of some sort, I just wouldn't suggest that you try to commercialize that area. I wouldn't try, you know.
No, I feel that's the case. I feel that they will try, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So yeah. That's interesting. But these people will have to learn this. So it's that the bigger picture thing. So you sell it to whoever, and they will have to learn their lessons, and that's all part of their development.
Mm-hmm.
So just, yeah, go with the flow. And watch with a little snigger.
You know, there's a woman that has, like, this is a particular river, right? It's on, and then a woman at the next river down has bought up all the private land. She's very, very wealthy to preserve it. And I think it's a possibility for her to be interested in this piece, even though she normally doesn't buy things on this river. It flows into the river that she has been targeting.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's a possibility, too.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that would be a lot better, wouldn't it? Especially if she doesn't do anything with the stuff. So, yeah. Okay. Anything else anybody wants to bring up that one? Oh, I've got a, what's this? I've got a pot or an urn or, have you got an urn with somebody's ashes in?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just thinking about that today, in fact.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Right.
Because I thought about scattering his ashes in a different place than he had said. At one point, he had said, this is where I want my ashes scattered, and that place is far away. I've never been to it.
Okay.
And I was desiring to scatter them closer to home, you know, to where we are.
As soon as you said that, I've just got coming in, do you know what? They're just ashes. You scatter them wherever you want to scatter them is what I got.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, cool.
That's an important ritual for some people, you know?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay, right, then I'm going to pull a card for you as well while you're here. Let's have a look. Oh, there we go. Prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. Wow. What a cool card.
Yeah.
What a
that
cool
is a
card.
Cool card.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got the Horn of Plenty that's coming down here. We've got lots and lots of gold and yellow that's coming around. So a little bit of upliftment for you at this time. Lots of healing coming in as well around you. Around the heart center. Because the Archangel Ariel is wearing a lovely green pendant there. So, yeah, a lot of healing around the heart that's coming in for you. And I've got clear coming in. So there's a lot of clearer seeing. Someone's just shouting manifesting as well, even though it was in the bottom there. So I do feel that you can and you are manifesting stuff into your life. Okay, anything else, guys? Oh, yeah, the cross, yeah. Have you got a cross that you've got up somewhere or that you've got on you?
There's a cross and a picture in front of me.
A picture in front of you, cool, okay. Because I feel that I need one separate to that as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, I feel I need a separate one. One that sort of stands on its own. Okay. And what's with, if I'm looking at a house and I'm looking at the top right hand bedroom, what's going on in there? If I'm looking at your place, I'm looking at top right, a room.
Well, there's only one bed in my place.
Oh, there's only one bedroom in your place, okay. So why am I looking top right then? What's top right at your place? Or do you live at top right?
Well, it's just a one level apartment.
One level. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting top right then. All right. Where you're sat looking now, is there something top right? Because I'm just getting, I just feel like I'm looking at the top right. I thought it was a house that I was looking at. Sorry, go on.
That, you know, that would have been in our old house, our master bedroom.
Oh. Okay. And did you have a lot of stuff that went on in there, spiritually, energy-wise?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's where it's going then with the top right. Okay. Cool.
That's where the incident happened with the computer, actually.
Ah, wow. Oh, there we go. It all falls into place in the end. Lovely. Brilliant. Okay. Anything else, guys? MR, Mister. We've got MR coming out, Mister coming out on the Ghost Radar. Right, it's all gone a little bit quieter now, so I'm going to leave that off with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for calling in, Karen, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Please do. All right, lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, so another great call. Time's flying by as well. We've got about 45 minutes left to go here. We've got a few in the chat room this evening, so welcome everybody. Hi, Lexi, how are you doing? We've also got Gemini Moon, who's just returned back from holiday as well, so I hope you had a lovely time, and you've got a lovely, fantastic tan going on there. We've got to say hello to Soul11. And Gemini Moon loves Graham Hancock as well. Oh, you know, he was a bit poorly the other night, bless him, but he did really well. And we were talking tonight saying that a lot of his stuff, that it seems like he needs some new stuff. So I know that he's going off this year because he's asked if any... people always ask if they can go off on these expeditions and stuff. So this year he's doing it. He's letting one or two people go with him. So we'll see what happens there. So, hey, Lexi. We've got a message through from Lexi. Am I okay? I take it I'm okay to read that out loud. I have two friends down at Bruce. It's me mumbling to myself. So Lexi's got a couple of friends that she was just wondering whether she's going to be in a caring relationship with either one of them or someone else. As I'm looking at that, I do feel that I'm moving away from the situation, we've got the Ghost Radar that's going kind. So be kind to somebody, okay? Be kind to somebody. But I do feel I'm actually moving out of that circle that you've got going on there with the two, Darren and Bruce. But we'll see. Let us know on that one how things go. But yeah, I do feel that friendship is a friendship on that one. I know we were saying earlier on sometimes you have to get the friendship and then you get the relationships that come sometimes. But I just feel I'm out of that one. I'm out of that sort of little circle that's going on there. So I hope that helps, Lexi. I hope that helps. Okay. So Karen's there has lost her sound. I hope she gets that back. Right, so we are moving on. We've still got some more callers. So we're going to try and get to those in a couple of minutes. Who have we got there? Let's go on to the next one. Hello there.
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Wow, Pennsylvania. What's it like over there?
It's kind of cold today, and it's gloomy out. It's cloudy.
Oh, bless you. Well, even if it's a bit windy and a bit cloudy, you can take that as blowing the cobwebs away, and bring out that sunshine in your lovely little world that you've got going on over there. Okay, so how can we help you today?
Well, I wanted to see if you've seen a relationship ending. Friday there was something that happened. With a man, and he and I had a discussion that I didn't think would lead to things ending between us, and now I haven't been able to get a hold of him.
Oh, dear.
I've tried calling, and I've texted, I messaged him, and I'm not getting an answer back from him.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's a shame.
Any communication?
Alright, is anybody going to come and help on this one? Right, I've got a lovely angel that stepped forward on this one. Okay. The angel that stepped forward, I can see, okay, this beautiful long like coat thing that's going on. And it's full of sparkly colours. It's almost like the shimmering colours of the angel. Oh, come on, what is it I had now? Anyway, it's this beautiful shimmering coat that's going on. And as I'm looking into the angel itself and connecting with them, I feel that at this time, right now, I feel that I need to spend some time on my own. Okay? And it's probably not what you want to hear, but I feel that I need to be myself again. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
No. Okay. I feel that you need to be yourself again, okay, on your own for a bit. So as much as we want the love and the relationship, okay, and sometimes we can get quite desperate to have that love and relationship, sometimes it just doesn't work out for whatever reason, okay. So what I'm feeling with you is that I just need to spend some time on my own because I'm putting too much of myself into other people, yeah, and into a relationship without being myself, okay? And we all do it. We all do it. We all get into these new relationships and we go like 120% into relationship and then we forget who we are a bit because we've turned into somebody else, yeah? And not the person that you were. These people will love you for being who you are and not what they want you to be. Do you know what I mean? So just be yourself with them and don't sort of do everything for them and change the way that you are to suit their needs. Okay. So go with the flow. If he does get back in touch with you, ask yourself the question. Okay. Do you really need a relationship at the minute?
Okay.
Because trust yourself. Trust the answers that you get. Okay?
Okay,
is there anything else, guys? There's lots and lots of love from spirit. You're quite intuitive yourself, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Because they're saying, I know we have all the answers within us anyway, but they're saying that you know the answers, yeah? You've got the answers, and you get that intuition of when spirit are around you as well, and you feel them there, and they give you the answers, but sometimes you just don't listen to them, which we all do, you know? We're all culprits of that one. So, yeah. Okay, we're gonna pull a card for you as well while you're here. But I feel that I need to be strong. So there's a lot of strength and a lot of courage that's coming in there for you. But trust yourself. Trust in your gut instinct. Trust in your intuition about this person. Do you know how to do your gut instinct?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So ask your head. It'll give you an answer. Ask your heart, it'll give you an answer. Ask your gut, you'll either get a nice feeling or a knotty feeling. Okay, if you get the nice feeling, then you know that that's right. If you get the knotty feeling, you know it's not so good for you. And trust in yourself. Let's have a look. Oh, here we go. So, your card is Overcoming Difficulties. Wow, another great card for you. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. Okay? So the worst is behind you. You've got to go through whatever it is that you're going through at the minute. Okay? Trust in the answers that yourself gives you and what spirit and angels give you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, anything else, guys? So there's a lovely big heart coming through from Spirit for you. They want to give you some upliftment. They want to give you some power as well, okay? Because you're a very powerful person when you put your mind to it. And it's like you've gone down a slide, okay? You know, like a children's slide. And you've gone down a slide a little bit, okay? Which is, you've sort of lowered your vibration, if you know what I mean. And they want to bring you out of that. They want to raise your vibration up. They want to bring that love, bring that courage, and bring that power because it's your life, okay? It's your bubble that you're sat in, okay? Make it as bright and as lovely and as happy as possible, okay? Spend some time on your own. If he comes back round again, he comes back round for a reason, okay? If he doesn't, say, do you know what? Thank you for the experience, okay? And spend some time on yourself.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Amy. Bless you. Thanks very much for calling in. I hope that helped.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, bless her. So, yeah, you know, crikey. Loads of good calls tonight. We've had some amazing cards coming out this evening as well. We've got about half an hour left to go here tonight. Some great words there from Gemini Moon. Be independent and be you. You don't have to be with someone to be whole. That's beautiful words there, Gemini. Absolutely beautiful. So over the next few weeks, because I did say before we went away, we're going to get some friends in, actually, like John Sherry, who was on the show a few weeks ago. We're going to get, hopefully John's going to come back and see us. We're also going to have a few of my medium friends from around the area that I've spoken to that would love to come on the show and do some readings. So we're also asking you guys as well to, if you've got any friends that are mediums or different, it doesn't have to be mediums, they could be energy workers, healers, paranormal investigators, you know, all different kinds of stuff. We're looking to get the message out to the whole world or to as many people as we can about raising their vibration, because that's what it's all about. It doesn't matter what anybody does, okay? It's all about raising the vibration, and they will do that within some part of their work. So, you know, get them to get in touch with me. My email's on the page. You can get me through my website, spiritualmedium.org.uk. I've just got hold of spiritualmedium.co.uk as well, so we'll be getting that online over the next few weeks or so as well, so you can get hold of me through there. We're going to be doing the two shows, which is the Sunday and the Wednesday. May change to a Thursday, we're not sure yet. I'll see what spirits say on that. So we do have some more callers. I'm going to have to move over and start doing get some more calls in. So let's go over to 3334. Hello there.
Hi, it's Jen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are
you? Super. Very well, thank you. I'm having a lovely evening. It's been really, really, really nice. So how can we help you today?
Well, I have a question. I'm single, and a friend of mine, I wouldn't say a close friend, recently asked me out, someone that I'm interested in.
Cool.
Just kind of wondering why now and... like, what's his intention?
Okay.
Is he going anywhere?
Okay. Well, before Spirit come in on that one, I'm just going to say to you, do you need to know why?
Well, I guess not.
Yeah, I feel that if all of a sudden it may have been that something's just clicked. There's a lot of changes going on at the minute, you know, with the energy, with the planet and the universe, as we know, because it's posted on Facebook and everywhere about this consciousness and this raising the vibration and awareness and stuff that's going on and moving into this 5D, you know, consciousness that's happening at the minute. So things are changing, and obviously people's emotions and stuff are changing as well. Something may have just clicked. It's maybe something that he's always had that attraction to you but never been able to bring it out. Or have you ever noticed a little bit of flirty side to him at all? Or
yes, a little bit.
I love it. So it's just noticing the little signs, you know, exactly what Spirit do with us, you know, it's noticing the little signs and just the little things. So yeah, so what I would say to you is you know, do you really need to know why now? Do you need to know, you know, yeah, I forgot what I was going to say then. You know, how it's going to go, just enjoy it. Just enjoy what comes.
Okay.
That's what I would say. Just take every day as it goes. It is what it is. This person's come around for a reason. Put, you know, 100% into it. It's one thing I never used to do with new relationships was go in at all 100%, because I always thought to myself, oh, if I do that, I'm going to get hurt again, this, that, and the other. But you may be stopping mm-hmm. yourself learning, you know, a certain lesson of some sort.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. While you're here, I'm just going to pull a card for you. So, yeah, I would just say, don't question it, just enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh, we've got nurture, Archangel Gabriel. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. Okay, so take some care of yourself. Take some care of the body that you've got, the physical body. Okay, because we've only got one physical. Fresh fruit. Vegetables, water, all that kind of stuff, and have some mm-hmm. fun as well. You know, with the child and the inner child that's coming in, do something that's really fun. Yeah, get out there and have a really good laugh with things. Okay. And you'll probably find that will happen on a date somebody's talking about. Okay. good luck with that one.
Good. Thank you.
All right. No problem. All right. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so moving on. Who else have we got on here? Gemini. Well, which number are you, Gemini? Because all I've got here, the last caller was waiting for quite a while as well there. I've got 586. 586, let's have a look. I haven't even got that number on here. I'm looking at these numbers here. Oh, there we are. There you are. Oh, you're the next one anyway. Here we are. Hello.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
I've got numbers flying all over the place here, because normally it goes all in order, you see, on how long people have been waiting for. And yours only said a few minutes there, but I've got like anonymous under that, which is like 2 minutes 34. Then I've got 622 at 21 minutes, 231 at 16 minutes. So I don't know why it's going up and down all over the place this evening. But anyway, how are you?
That's funny. I am great. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, as I'm sure you can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've been enjoying listening to the readings. I get something from every single one of them.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear that. So how was you just come back off holiday, haven't you?
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah, I had to go regain my spirit, my soul, and my sanity. And
wow.
It was perfect timing. It was perfect timing. It was a very spiritual vacation.
Excellent. I've got lots. It's like the whole room here has just turned into the universe. Have you been traveling, as in like astral traveling or traveling in your dreams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the whole room has just turned into like I've put a projection up of the universe and other universes and galaxies and stuff, and I've literally got the Earth in one bit here, and I'm zipping off into all these different things. Oh, hang on, somebody's just telling me, and different realities as well.
Yes.
Wow. And I've got three different realities that you've been going off to.
Yes, and these other two realities, I am married.
Wow.
And there's one where I live on the East Coast of the United States, and I believe I live on the West Coast of the United States as well.
Awesome.
And it's just amazing, because all of a sudden I'll dream and I'll, you know, be with the family there on the West Coast, and then sometimes I'm on the East Coast, and it's it's just kind of funny. I'm like, okay, where else am I?
Wicked. Fantastic. So, yeah. Right. Somebody's put you on a chariot at the minute. So I've got you on a chariot, which is a beautiful gold chariot. I've got two horses in front of me that are also gold. And they are now inside a Merkabah. So there's a lot more traveling for you to do. Okay, they're also talking about work that you're doing, obviously, within these other realities and on other planets as well, because I've got somebody, they're like digging on a planet. So there's lots of work that you're doing on another planet. Wow, and stars, okay. Starseed, does that mean anything to you?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Everything on this planet seems very foreign to me. And I, for some reason, feel that I can go around kicking people off the planet. And I was told that's because I've done that in a different reality. And that I am actually a judge somewhere else. And I send people into this realm to do the healing. And then they can come back and live on that planet when they're healed. And so I've been, like, walking around anybody who's, like, you know, being nasty towards anybody else or humanity. I just, in my mind, I'm like, get off the planet, please. But I'm learning how to transmute that, I know, because I kind of feel like that's not right, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Right, so... Oh, I've got a list that's coming in front of me now. I've got a big, like, let's just call it a list because I can't quite see what it is, but it's, so there's lots of things for you to do, and it's like I feel there's an order that need to be done because I'm crossing one out at the top and then the next one's ready. So it's literally like it's going to happen one after another, okay, of all this stuff before as I'm stepping up. So I'm stepping up to the plate and I'm crossing off each thing at a time once I've done them. So I feel that you're very structured in the way that things are coming through and the way things are going to start happening for you as well. That's cool. Okay. I've got two feathers that are coming in for you. Right. I've got a lot of angelic work coming in. See, I was going to go on the Native American Indian then, but they're saying no. Leave that for now. So, okay. So it's a lot of angelic stuff that's going on. Oh, okay. You've got a couple little with you at the minute. Are we going to tell us who they are or not? No, okay. So do you work with the angels at the minute, I'm going to ask?
There is one that wants to work with me with the healing, and I believe that would be Uriel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been brought forth.
Cool, okay, because there's another one there that wants to work as well that's coming for you. Okay. Oh, right. Do you do readings at the moment for people?
No, I don't, but I probably could.
Cool. Because
I do when I get with my friends and they talk to me about different problems and whatnot. I just bing, 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 you know?
Yeah. Cool. Because they've literally just put a set of headphones on you, and which says to me that we want to get you on here as a guest one night, if that's okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, if you're up for it, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep in touch with me on email and stuff, and then we can get you in the diary and get you on as a guest and talk about your experiences and what it means to you and so on and so on. So that'd be cool.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, let's have a look and see what card they want to bring out for you. Have you just booked another trip, or are you thinking about another trip?
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. Back to paradise, you know what I mean? But I'm looking at there's different places to go, but it was, like I said, it was such a healing experience.
Awesome. They're also talking about a transformation as well. So there's a transformation that's coming within some kind of spiritual place, workshop, or course, okay? Transformation. So remember that one.
Coming this weekend.
Oh, is it?
This weekend there's a bunch of speakers coming into Detroit, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's the Awake and Aware Conference.
Oh, excellent. That'll be really cool. So card that comes out for you is Archangel Raphael. Go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. So I've got this beautiful card that's with Archangel Raphael holding one single rose. So there's one single rose of love that's coming through to you. This connection with nature as well. I'm being shown with my feet actually in the dirt, so I've got no shoes on, just me and my feet in the dirt itself. And I'm connecting back to Mother Earth, sending the roots down and feeling the energies that she's got to give me. Okay.
Beautiful.
I've also got water close by as well, so there's something to do with water. I feel I need to get by some water somewhere and do the same. Okay, so I've got to do the same in water as well. So do the earth and then get your feet in the water.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you lacked off drinking fresh water lately?
A little bit after I got home, yeah.
Okay, I feel I've got to get some more fresh water inside me, okay?
Okay.
Lots of pink coming in there. So we've got some love. Oh my God, I've got some love coming in there. Passion. So we've got either passion coming in or a reigniting of passion. We've also got a little bit of blue that's coming in there, so the communication side of things is going to start to work well for you. I feel that I need to say a lot more. I need to get... I've got this on two bits here. I've got one that I feel that I need to get out what I need to say and get off my chest. And I feel that when I'm talking to people, there's more for you to say. Okay, so this will be mediumship. With your clairvoyance and the communication side of things. Don't be afraid to talk about this universal stuff that you do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because some people are, you know, they think, oh, I can't tell them about that because everybody will think I'm weirdos and they'll lock me away. but this day and age, you know, the awakening is happening, as we know. And there's a lot more people that you're all of a sudden you'll go, oh, this and this, and they'll be like, oh my goodness, this has actually happened to me as well, you know, and then you get that connection going.
Yeah.
Okay. So good luck with all that. That's awesome. Okay, anything else, guys? No, they're going to leave their love with you. So lots of cool stuff going on with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm starting all over again.
Brilliant. Well, that's, you know, the new energies that are coming in. It's like at the minute, my friend John was talking about it the other day as well. And I've also been in that situation of I've got back of holiday, sort of know roughly what I want to do. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, what's going on? You know, I'm in a place and I just don't know which way that I'm going, because we've got to start this new stuff. So the stuff that we've procrastinated over the past few months is now time for this new bringing in. We're coming into March and April, bringing all this new stuff out and getting it working, getting it going, and starting fresh stuff and getting it out there. So absolutely perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
That's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for calling in. It's been lovely to speak to you.
Lovely speaking to you too.
Cool. Well, keep in touch, and we'll get you on as a guest one night.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'd be honored.
All right. Brilliant. Well, you take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Be well.
All right. Be well. Bye-bye. Wow, great calls coming up today. We're going to try and get some more calls in. Okay, we've only got 15 minutes, see what we can do. Let's go to our next caller. Oh, we're going to go straight down the line. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey,
yeah, my name's Brandy.
Brandy?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, Brandy, whereabouts are you from?
I am calling from Texas.
Texas? Wow. What a cool part of the world.
Yeah, my question is, I'm starting a job tomorrow, and I'm just curious if you feel this is a good career for me.
Oh, wow. Okay. As you said, you're starting a job. I felt I need to be at that place for a short time. I felt I need to learn something at that place that I'm going at, that I'm going to work at. But I don't feel it's going to be the right one for you in the long run.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? But I do have to go there. So you will go there to learn whatever it is that you're going to learn on a personal level, on a work level, and on a spiritual level. And then when it's not right for you, you will be moving on to something bigger and better.
Okay.
Okay.
Which still would be a good thing for me.
Right, nobody's saying anything on that at the minute because you have to go and do. You have to concentrate on the one that you're going to do. Okay, so when you go to work, put your all, put your 100% into it, because same as relationships that we were talking about earlier on, if you don't put 100% into it, you may miss out on something. Okay?
Yeah.
So go in there like, this is my job, I'm going to do the job and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And then once you've outgrown that position or outgrown where you are, okay, another door will open, another opportunity, whether it's within the same company or whether it's out of that company, you know, it will be a bigger and better a position. It's like the domino effect type thing. So one door closes, another one opens.
Does it feel like I'll be there for a little while or just like a couple months?
Oh, no, I think you'll be there for a while. I do feel you'll be there for a while.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, enjoy absolutely everything that you get from that place.
I will.
Let's have a look at the cards for you. Oh, wow. So, okay, your card tonight is Clairaudience. So Archangel Zadkiel noticed the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously clairaudience is audio and audience, so it's hearing. Okay. Notice the little voice in your head that comes in with loving thoughts. Okay. With loving words. We tend to question what comes into our head a lot because we think it's our own mind. A lot of the time, it's not. It's actually spirit that are working with us, whether it's our guides, our helpers, our family and friends that are in spirit, or the angels. They're talking about guidance as well, okay? So we've just had guidance in the card. So listen to the guidance that you get. Okay, because it is coming in quite strong with you. The stuff that they want to tell you, and you just need to trust in what it is that you hear. Okay?
Okay.
Have you had, because somebody's just mentioning now, have you had, you know, when you're just like waking up in the morning or you're just about to go to sleep, like somebody's called you from a different room?
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah, cool, okay. So that's the kind of thing that happens. But you heard it as a different voice. So they just want to explain that from that way you heard it as a different voice. But when it's in your head, it comes through as your own voice. Okay.
Yes, that happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Because obviously they don't want to come in with somebody else's voice, otherwise you'll think you're going nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's interesting you say that because, yeah, since it's my own voice, it's hard for me to figure it out. But even though it sounds like my own voice, it's not really me.
That's it. And you'll get that sort of thing that you'll know. You think, oh, yeah, okay, that's not me. That's spirit coming through, you know. And then eventually it will change. You know, it will change. And it will be either slightly deeper or slightly higher. Obviously, you'll get the male and the female sort of aspect to the voice that comes in. So you'll know, you'll just have that knowing that obviously that's and who it is. If you go into like a meditation stuff as well, and you ask your guides to come in, you can get a better connection with them, and obviously their feeling that they have with them as well. You know, the clairsentient side of things, and when their energy comes in, and you'll get to know that energy with that person. You know, trust. Ask them to come in one at a time, and you'll feel the difference in energy as well. It's very slight, but you know, you will feel it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
So I hope that's helped you today.
It has. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure of you come on the show and sharing things with us.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Okay, so we've got about 9 minutes left. We've still got loads of callers there. We're not going to get round to everybody this evening. So what I'm asking, we started to talk about it earlier on, actually. We're trying to get this show out as far as wide as possible. You can get me on Facebook, which is John Sabin, healer, psychic medium and healer. My website is spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get it on spiritualmedium.co.uk as well. We want to try and advertise this around as many people as possible to come and listen in, that we can help. Well, like I say, we're going to have guest speakers and stuff. We'll try and get one every week, whether it be the Sunday or Wednesday. I'm not too sure yet, but we will work that out. So, yeah, if you can help us advertise and get it out there, that would be absolutely fantastic. So we're going to quickly, if we can, go over to another caller. Okay, 622. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. What's your name?
Stacy.
Stacy. Hello, Stacy. Whereabouts are you from?
I am from Florida.
Florida. Awesome. What a great place. Do you know what? Florida, I'm sure everybody knows that I haven't been to America, but, you know, there's a few places that always pops up when you're watching films and stuff, and Florida and, you know, Florida Beach and all that kind of stuff. Looks really cool.
Yeah.
That's really
it is.
Cool. Thanks for that. You know, just throw that in there. Cool. So how can we help you today, Stacey? What's going on with you?
I have a legal issue pending, and I wanted to see, you know, what's coming up.
Okay. Ooh. Somebody's showing me black and white, so they're saying it's not all black and white. So it's not as straightforward as it seems.
Right.
Okay. Ooh. They're talking about justice as well, because they're tipping the scales of justice. They're being very coy on this one, aren't they? Because they're just beating around the bush.
Correct.
Right, okay. A lovely lady has just come in, and she's just saying lessons will be learnt.
Oh, yes. I've learned them.
Okay, and she's having a big chuckle going on with her here as well, and she's just going, lessons will be learnt. she's hilarious, this lady. She's quite a fuller figure on this lady. She's got lovely dark hair going on, a lovely big smile across her face. And she's still going on. Lessons will be learnt, she says. Lessons will be learnt, bless her. She's funny. So I think that's what she's saying, obviously. Are you going to give us anything else? No, she's just shaking her head. She's going, no, she's quite happy that lessons will be learnt. So we'll leave it at that.
Wow.
So let's pull you a card from here as well, see what she's got for you. Ah, leadership is your card, which is Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. Okay. So there's a trumpet on this card as well. You know, like, you ever heard the story of the Pied Piper?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I feel that it's time for you to blow your trumpet, and people will fall in line. Okay, so with this leadership role, you'll be helping people. Okay, and as I'm saying that, I feel that I'm helping people move on from stuff. So whether they've got stuff hanging behind them, whether it's personal issues, emotional issues and stuff like that, I'm helping them to move forward and get past these, okay? Because I feel that you've had a lot of experiences over time. And that's where your leadership
right.
power, that's where your leadership power is going to come in, and they will look up to you because you've been there and you've done that. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Okay. There's a lot of cloud and stuff that's been around you, okay? And the angel is actually in front of the cloud. So I feel that a lot of stuff is behind you now, okay? And it is past. And I say it in a past tense because that's where it's got to stay.
Right.
Okay. There's a lot of emotional stuff going on around you as well. Okay, lots of emotional stuff because there's lots of orange in, within this card as well. So keep in touch with your emotions. Because you're quite strong, aren't you? You're quite a strong person.
Oh, yeah. I got to be. I have to get that thick skin.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Anything else with this one? We've also got somebody. There's somebody that, like, mirrors you. Because I've got this picture, and then I've got like an aura that goes around it, but I was taken behind it. So there's somebody that sort of mirrors you, that's very similar to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the way that you are. Do you know who it is?
Maybe my daughter. I don't know.
Okay. So it's somebody that's close, somebody that mirrors, that's very much like you in the way that they are. Okay, so keep an eye open for, for that person. It may well be your daughter. But yeah, okay. So we've got lots of foundations being set down here as well for things to come, okay? Foundations. Anything else on there? Okay. I'm just being noticed, I'm being made aware that the angel's looking to the right-hand side. So there's something right round the corner, okay? And it's just round the corner. It's just about to come up. So good times are coming in there for you. I feel a lot happier as I feel that I'm going around this corner, okay? So I feel a lot happier. I feel a lot lighter. I feel things are going to change. And this is literally, as we were saying, right around the corner. This is in the next few months. Okay, so feel that change around you, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant, lovely. Right, I'm going to leave their love with you. They're off making their way out the door. So, brilliant, lovely. Stacey, thank you very much for calling in. I hope that's
thank
helped.
You.
All right, bless
yes,
you. And enjoy that Florida sun.
I am. Thank you.
All right, bless you. Take care.
I you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cool, so I've literally just got a couple of minutes left. We are going to back on Wednesday. Crikey, Wednesday's a really busy day. Wednesday, I've got a couple of church services on, but I'm going to try and get back, if I can, for the 9:30 show. So I may not schedule the show because I just want to make sure that I can get back here on time, okay? So I should be here about 9:30 to 9:45. For the Wednesday show. I've literally only got 90 seconds left. I've never tried it before, but if the callers that we've got on there, 949 and 322, if you want to stay there, I might see if I can sort of speak to you after the show, hopefully, okay? Because I don't think I'm going to get time to do a full call with you. If I can't get to you for some reason, please come back on Wednesday. Message me in the chat box, and we can get you on first. Okay. So, fantastic day today. We're asking everybody to promote the show for us, get it out there. You know, with whatever you want to say. If you think it's a great show, Please let people know if you think it's an awful show. Let them know, because it's all there. It's all, you know, bad news always travels further than good news. So, you know, any news is good in our space. So literally 25 seconds left to go in the show. Thanks very much for everybody that called in. Karen, Gemini, Stacey, and everybody else. It's been a great show. Thank you very much. Especially the first one coming back after a couple of weeks as well. So, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on Wednesday.